So we're now recording.
Okay. That's a special meeting of the OEMR to decide on the Meaningful Use 2 project proposal presented by VSolve. Starts at 6:02. I'm going to run the agenda from my head, so remind me. I'm sitting in a car in a parking lot, and it won't let me pull the agenda up. So, but it's fairly simple, I would say. So the first item on the agenda was to see if there was any further discussion regarding the gap analysis that was posted on the wiki from VSolve. So I open the floor to discussion.
And this is Brady. I'm happy to discuss it for him because I think I've discussed it with VSolve's staff quite a bit. So there's they're looking at basically working on three items to complete and certify. It's A8, which is clinical decision support, and then C1-3, which is CQM, then automated measure calculations is G2. It's quite a bit of work. You know, they've done the gap analysis. So CQM, which is item C1-C3, there's supposed to be 9 measures. It turns out there's only 6 that were placed. There's two other ones that are in there, but they weren't complete. So only 6 were showing up. And so there's 3 rules that need to be added. And then also there's probably about 100 errors that show up for each rule, just from all the XML stuff and the and that kind of thing. So there is quite a bit of probably code work that will need to be done there to get these things working. That's pretty much the majority of the work. But the other items also require some work. The next item is clinical decision support. That's A8. There needs to be a lab rule added, but also it just needs to, I mean, the testing requires integration of all the tools, NewCrop, the CCDA, care coordination module, and then also lab results. So all these things need to be coordinated on one demo, or one sort of instance of OpenEMR, which they plan to set up to get that going and tested and passed. So, and my guess is there'll be a little bit of development work there, but mostly we'll be just getting things set up to test and pass. And then the next one is automated measure calculations, which is G2. That one, so there's about 20, 25 rules total. There's 3 still that need to be written, and they require code work to support. They involve the labs and procedures and how to separate the two in those in CPOE and things like that. So that'll require code work, and then also there's several rules that failed which need to be fixed. And that also requires a demo that integrates all the tools, care coordination, NewCrop, the portal, and the lab module. The offer was to do it in development was about 6 to 7 weeks, testing of 1 week, and then the standard rate would have been about $7,000, and VSolve is offering to do it for $3,900, which to me seems like a great deal. They're essentially contributing probably more than 50% of effort just to the project.
Right, my understanding is that proposal also includes actually doing the testing itself with InfoGuard, correct?
Yes.
This is Tony.
Yes. Yeah, they'll set up their own instance of OpenEMR to test it and do their testing on their own.
Okay.
The payment will be done after it's certified and tested and in the official code base.
Okay. Anybody else have any thoughts? Okay. So item number 2 on the agenda was to discuss the pricing. I expressed my opinion on the forum that I thought the pricing was of course wonderful and nice and low. I think it's actually too low. I think we actually ought to approve more like $5,000 for that. I thought maybe it could be done at an incentive level, but I'm okay with whatever. I think $3,900 is, while it's very nice, I think we can afford to pay them more for that than that. I don't think they necessarily have to give the farm away, as much as I love Senna and all you guys. That's my opinion. So, any comments on that?
Oh, you can't see my hands being raised.
No, I'm sitting in a car on a phone with only phone. So
okay.
You're gonna have to speak up or have somebody else monitor the hand raising.
All right. I do have a comment, Tony. I think that because MU3 is coming up, if we don't have to pay more, let's not pay more. If Santa's going to be generous, let's take him up on it, because we're not rolling in money. We're not. And we have to treat this as if it's our own money. We need to be frugal. And the MU stuff is just going to be coming every once in a while. So there's no guarantee that when I write these grants, we're going to get anything. So I think it's wise to conserve our funds.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments?
This is Robert. While I agree that I think we should be frugal, over the months that I've been a part of the board, this MU project 2 and 3 is clearly something that we should be directing funds at. I think that's what I've noticed over the time. And I feel like the reason we raise money is to expedite development. And if this is such a key thing, I kind of agree with Tony that, if we're well under, if Sina's rate is well under market value, which it is, that we could maybe split that between the market value and what Sina's offering. And I liked Tony's idea of, somewhere around $5,000. I understand the importance of being frugal. However, I think it is well worth the price to get these items off the to-do list. And I want to make sure we take care of the vendors who are actually doing the work.
This is Shami.
Thank you.
My opinion is this. We haven't forced Sena to take this project at a specific price. He offered, we accepted. So if there is an offer like that on the table, let's just accept it. But if we are forcing him or coercing him to do it, that's not right. We can pay him more. But I think Sena, who I think is in this call, if he has offered if he has done it, then let him do it. Like, very much like we offer to do something for free, and just take it. It's a gift horse. Don't look at it with the mouth. And I think Sena is not going to reduce his effort because he's not getting paid, because that's not the way he operates. And he just offered it at this price. So save the money and put it to some other use.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
As long as Sena's family is not going hungry, then I don't think we have to worry. And I don't think Sena's family is going hungry.
Thanks, Cory. Anybody
okay.
else on the board want to say something?
This is
Treasurer likes to save funds.
Yeah, this is Brady. Yeah, there's definitely I agree. If there's no coercion, we should take the offer. A lot of this is also because Sena wants to contribute some of the effort to the community. So I think we should just take his offer and go from there.
Okay. One last chance. Anybody else?
Nope.
All right. That was thoroughly discussed, I think. Thank you very much. All right. The final agenda item is to vote on acceptance of the bill, and I motion that we accept his proposal and go for it.
Tony, for the minutes, can you specify that motion? Can you be a bit more specific on the offer and the price?
I motion that we accept the proposal as published on the wiki pages in open-emr.org for $3,900 to complete the three items listed and test them through to meaningful use with InfoGuide.
This is Lou. I'll second that.
All right. Anybody opposed? right, hearing no opposed, motion passes. Any other further business?
This is Brady. Since we have so many people here today, it probably makes sense to, we've been trying to get the vote for the executive director. I think probably I'll put a motion to get that vote, if we can do that.
We did get that vote on the special write-in ballot. We just need to confirm it. Is that correct?
No, it turns out we can't. That ballot, it has to be unanimous for that write-in ballot to work, is what it turns out. So since it wasn't unanimous, we just have to do a vote. And there has to be 2/3 majority, basically, for that to pass.
Anybody else want to second his motion to do the executive director vote in this meeting?
This is Robert. I second it.
Okay. So how many people do we have on?
We have 8 board members on.
We have 8 board members. Okay.
Actually, there are 9 people on the call.
We have 8 voting members.
I can't vote. I'm sorry. This is fiscal. I can't vote.
Just a fly on the wall. Okay. All right. For this particular vote, can we do it the same way we normally do it? I mean, this is sort of a special kind of vote. Do we need a roll call, or
This is Robert. I think a roll call would be good. And if we could get clarification, Stephen, we need 2/3 of the present members or 2/3 of the board?
2/3 of the board was what we understood. But go ahead.
So we need 7 votes.
Right. We need 2/3 of those present at this meeting.
You know, I think to be sure, this is Brady, to be sure, I think we should just say we need 2/3 of the full board, so we need 7.
The more the merrier.
Yeah.
Indeed. Stephen, you want to do a roll call? I don't have a list with me.
I can do the roll call. This is Robert.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, with regards to the motion to appoint Brady Miller as Executive Director of OEMR, Jit Chawla, absent. Robert Down, aye. Lou Galterio,
aye.
Shamim Hamid,
aye.
Tony McCormick,
no.
Brady Miller,
aye.
Sina Helen Minsani?
Aye.
Roberto Vasquez?
Aye.
Stephen Waite? Stephen?
Aye.
Thank you. Kevin Ya? Absent. The motion is carried 7-1.
Excellent. Thank you. Welcome to the board position of executive director, right?
Thank you.
All right. Is there any further business?
About the resignation, should the board go ahead and accept it? It's effective after this meeting, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Can you accept it?
This is Robert. I move to accept Tony's resignation from the board effective at the adjournment of this meeting.
And not, I don't think from the board. This is Brady.
Oh. I did not resign from the board, only from the position of chairman.
Let me clarify. I, Robert, move to accept Tony's resignation from the position of chairman of the board. Apologies, Tony.
No problem. I'll second that. Okay. Anybody who objects? All right. Motion passed. Okay.
any further business?
Does anyone want to discuss the upcoming elections for upcoming election for the chairmanship?
I don't think this is a time to do that myself, particularly since I'm going to have to get off this call in 4 minutes.
Maybe we'll talk, maybe on the, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Brady, you're probably going to stay on the forum. We might as well just.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, since we're running out of time, okay. It sounds
That's
like.
Great. Well, congratulations to Brady, and thank you, Tony, for your years of service.
You're welcome. I
yeah, thank you, Tony.
I enjoyed every minute of it. Not every minute, but most of the minutes. All right. You guys have a good evening, and see you on the
Thank
okay,
you, Tony.
Tony, can you please officially adjourn?
Are we adjourning or are
meeting,
we voting?
Yes. We're not voting. The meeting is adjourned at 6:17 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm stopping recording.